Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you came here to listen to another one of my podcasts. I'm your host, Jason Scaff, and you're listening to Into the Creepy and the Bizarre. Now, I am really happy for you guys to show up here tonight and listen to my podcast. I know I'm supposed to do it on Fridays, and this is Sunday. But, excuse me. But without ado, it was Friday, me, my oldest daughter, and my son, we've been hanging out around the house all day, you know, after I got off of work. And, they came to me, said, "Hey, Dad, let's go down to the old woods and investigate them a little bit." I thought, well, you know, it's the weekend, it could be fun. Well, we anticipated the whole night. We waited until it got pretty dark. It was probably about maybe around 9, 10, maybe 11 o'clock. And my wife is still here at the house before she had to go to work. So she's with the youngest daughter, Abigail, and they was hanging out on the couch watching TV together. And me and Olivia and Cody, we walked out and down the road. You know, I had my phone in my hand. We all had our flashlights. I thought, I'm going to YouTube the hell out of this. Well, lo and behold, we got down there. The flashlights wasn't good enough for the cell phone. Even with the cell phone light on, to doing YouTubing. So I thought, you know what, I'll podcast this sucker and maybe you guys get some enjoyment out of it. Well, we stepped over the little fencing areas, like a cable. It's not trespassing, it's part of the school that I work at. We stepped over it. You know, I brought my machete with me in case, you know, there is like a dog or something. Since I'm not allowed to have a firearm on school property, I wouldn't dream of doing that. That's just nuts. Well, we started back in there, and you go back there maybe 100 feet, 200 feet, and there's a path to your right, left. Excuse me. We turned in and walked in and into the woods. You know, it's pretty dark. Brush is real heavy. And you start to get that feeling of something's watching you. Something is there. You can't see where, you can't see what's watching you, but you know something, in fact, is there. And as you guys knew from my last videos, or one of my videos, I don't remember. The witches that was in the 60s that was arrested and blah, 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 you know. Well, anyways, it wasn't just me. It was my other two kids. They had this, you know, they started to get a little scared. You know, I was getting a little nervous myself, to be honest with you, because I felt surrounded, vulnerable, and just be knee deep in crap if something decides to pop out and say, "Hey, I'm gonna eat you." Well, we walked in a little bit further. There's a natural bridge there. You know, there's a creek and has a land formation that kind of goes across it. It's roots and dirt and stuff like that. It's a good solid type walk path, you know. And on the trees, there's still pentagrams and symbols carved into the trees. You can tell they've been there for a very long time. Well, on the other side of the woods is the school property, which has a chain length fence separating the school parking lot and the school from the woods. And if y'all you ever hit a chain link fence or kicked a chain link fence, the sound that it made. Well, the closer we got to the fence, we start hearing something hitting that fence. So we all three shined our lights over there. Nothing. Well, as we pulling our flashlights down, looks like you can see something peeking out around that one big tree. And when we saw it, we brought our lights back up. It's like something ducked in behind it again. And it was almost human. It was humanoid, but not humanoid, if that makes any sense. I don't know if it could be a Bigfoot or Dogman or a Wraith or some kind of other spirit was in the woods, because we started walking a little bit, and it's like something was walking in all the heavy leaves that was on the ground, the dead leaves. We're real close to us. So we turn around, we look, nothing. Well, as we bring the flashlight back around, there was something standing behind, right behind my son. And how I know this, the face was, I don't know, whiter than white, if that makes any sense. Well, bring the flashlight back around, it was gone. And my kid said, "Dad, you know, this doesn't make sense. Let's get out of the woods now," because, you know, we still had maybe 150, 200 yards before he got to the end of the woods, before he cut over the bank into the creek. Because they too was telling me, "Dad, this is crazy. If there is something here, we got honestly no way of protecting ourselves. We're vulnerable. It was dark. Obviously, this thing can see in the dark better than we can." And we had flashlights. Sorry, I'm still got that cough I can't shake. Well, anyways, we slowly started, you know, walking out of the woods. I had my kids in front of me, and I was walking backwards, making sure nothing can ambush us or come in from behind to get us. And, well, we made it back out of the brush, back on the cleared path. And, we started moving just a little bit faster to get the hell out of there. And as we're going down this path, heading back to the main road so we can walk back to the house, we saw what looked like a single eye in front of us, you know, down at the bottom. It's like a, you know how you hit a cat in the eye with a flashlight, and how it just like a ball. Like a glowing ball. Well, we thought, well, that couldn't be an animal, because our flashlights was turned off by that time. The moon was out a little bit, so we were able to see the path decently. And we're saving the batteries to our flashlights in case we really needed them. Well, anyways, this ball, it was maybe 50, 60 feet in front of us. It'll flash a little bit, and almost like kind of crackled, popped, almost like a sparkler during 4th of July. And this ball, it was like a whitish, palish, I don't know, whitish blue. I mean, it was just like super pale. And it just fizzled out. And this got me thinking of an investigation we'd done one time when that happened, and found out there was an actual portal. The portal there in the woods. So whatever's there could have, I don't know, teleported to us or away from us, or It's just the energy that was the backflow of the energy that was when it was used. I'm not sure. These are all just hypothesis, just guesses. But anyways, get back to the story. Now this is late at night, and something in those woods startled a bunch of birds. You can hear birds take off and that squawking that they do and the wings fluttering. And you can hear maybe 6 or 7 heavy steps in the brush. I mean, this is just like, you can hear twigs breaking. It's like something's tearing off a limb of a small limb off of a tree. You know, it just sounded like an elephant walking through the woods towards us. And it wasn't, you know, in a fast pace. Just a normal walk. So, me and my other two, we really booked it. We finally got back to the main road. We turned around, shine our flashlights back down this long path. And, I can't describe it. It was almost like a really hard wheeze with a grunt, not like a deer. Now, I've been deer hunting many times. I know what a deer sounds like in the woods, wheeze and a grunt. It wasn't it. It was more like a primate. More like a hur, hur. Like, yeah, it was 3 of those. And the wheeze, it sounded like somebody who had, like, severe asthma or pneumonia or something that was trying to read. It's like a rattle, almost like a wheezing rattle. Like, well, anyways, my hind end was all puckered up. My heart was in my throat. Both of my kids, I know they were scared to death because they was glowing pale. So we hightailed our hind ends back to the house. We went over the railroad tracks and down the road and turned into our house. I really don't think anyone, the 3 of us, slept any of that night. Whatever it was, walking to work, I got to walk past those woods to get to my job. Well, 2 days after that was a Monday. Well, it was real early in the morning, still black, dark outside. And I got to the top of, see, I about forgot about it by Monday. When I got to the top of the tracks, I can hear what sounded like something walking around. It just, in the dark, can't see. So I pulled my old pocket knife out. Probably wouldn't do nothing to whatever it is. But, you know, it made me feel a little bit comforter, a little bit better. So I started, you know, walking down the road past these woods. And sorry, I'm getting chills for even thinking about it. It was so screwed up. It was like a small log came out of the woods right dead behind me and slapped that blacktop road. And I pulled my phone out, shined light. There it was in front of me. So my old fat hind end, I just ran. Maybe 100 yards, got to the parking lot of the school. But the brush and the wood there is still right there behind the school, and I still got to walk another 75 feet just to get into the school. And the whole time, something was following me in the brush, then right beside of me, walking. And I can hear heavy panting, breathing. And I'll be honest with you, I felt really threatened. I was almost to that point of, I'm almost afraid for my life. Well, I got to the school, and, I did my job at 2:30 in the afternoon. My job was done. I was able to clock out, come on home. And, I had to walk past these woods again. And, what was it? Oh, yeah. I had to try to remember exactly how this happened. The neighbor's dog, which is a bloodhound, he was in front of me coming towards me from where I was heading. And he turned off and went in the woods. He was sniffing the ground. Well, I finally walked past where he went in at. Got just a little bit over the railroad tracks. And that dog come running out of the woods right past me. And my eyes is real big. Right past me like a bat off hell. He acted like something was right on his hind end. He ran past his house, that dog's house, and he just plumb out of sight, just running down through here in the town. And I don't know, there's always something about those woods right there. And I don't know if those witches, they conjured something or several things up in that place. But I will tell you, those woods are screwed up, man. It's scary in the daytime. But at night, it's like everything is alive. Even the ground that you're on. Almost have like a feeling like the ground is breathing. Always have some kind of a rumbling, this faint rumbling sound in those woods at night. You can almost see things just moving around. And I stress to you, if you know where I live at and you know these woods, please stay out of them. I want no one to get hurt. It's spine tingling just to think about it. And I know just hearing me talk to you about it, probably think, well, that's nothing. No, just hearing about it, it ain't nothing at all. But if you was actually there, it's really messed up. Because my first time in those woods, I got all curious. And I went down there at midnight by myself. And I spent a couple hours in there. And I walked those woods over by myself. And I will tell you, I was followed the whole entire time I was there. Just right out of flashlight range. Just enough where I can just hear. And I know this wasn't no wildlife. Because if it was wildlife, it'd be moving away from me, not following me. Because when I stop, it stops. When I walk, it walks. And, I tell you, I've been on a lot of ghost hunts, and I deal with demonic and stuff. Not being able to see, physically see what's there, it's more chilling than being able to see it. Because you don't know exactly where it's at, what it's doing, what's actually planning or thinking. You're left to this thing's mercy. And, It is honestly scary. But I will I think I will sometimes this year when the snow actually falls. I think I will do me another walk down there. I'm going to go by myself. I'm very reluctant on taking my children. I think I'm going to go by myself and hopefully by that time I have my camcorders charged up, get my IR lights charged up, maybe even do a YouTube video in this place, and hopefully I can get some good video, possibly audio, of those woods. Because I want them woods to come alive the way it does when I'm down there by myself. Now, 10 people go down there together and get all kinds of weird, strange things happening to them. But you go in there by yourself, the shit hits the fan. And it's definitely scary. Even the smells. You know how woods, have you ever been in the woods and stuff, to smell the trees, the dirt, the leaves and everything? The smell that it has? Well, none of that was there at night. And it smells more like, it's going to sound weird, but it smells like burnt. You know, burnt wood. Everything smelled burnt. Kind of, I don't know. I want to say musty, but that's normal for the woods. But this ain't woods musty. It's more like an old wet house who's been sitting for years and years and years, mildewed, molded. It smelled like that. And the feeling of something around you, watching you, studying you, and you can hear whatever's there all the way around you walking. And it ain't like in a fast pace, it's almost like it's sneaking up on you, slowly sneaking up on you. I guess it's waiting its time to, you know, attack or reach out and grab you or whatever. At least you're at the pit of your stomach, you get this feeling like you want to throw up. Now at night where everything's quiet and still, even though you're so far away from that water, you can still hear, I don't know, things, you can still hear the water running. It's not a heavy trickle, but it is, you can hear it flowing almost. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, it's terrifying. It is honest to God terrifying. And I am going to find out what prison that these witches are in, if they're still alive at all. And I'm wanting to talk to them. I'm wanting to find out what in the hell do they conjure up there? Heck, I might not even want to know what they've done there. But I do know there was animal sacrifices. And if you know anything about the occult like that, any kind of sacrifice or blood rituals or anything like that, it's never anything good. Because once you start adding blood to the rituals and body parts and bones and stuff like that, you know something evil is in the mist. Whether it's a curse or a conjuring or whatever, it's never good. (Clears throat) Now, y'all, it's almost Christmas. Well, I know we got like 2 or 3 weeks left. I want y'all to have a great Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy your family. Because we're only here for a little time, a little bit. We're all just whispers. And you blink your eyes. One time you're young, full of energy and happy. A couple more blinks, you're an old person. Then after that, you're dead. You know, you're in the ground. Soon to be, you know, your loved ones be heartbroken and missing you. And, just enjoy your time. Make every day count. Any curiosities, seek them out. Things you want to learn or do or explore, do so. Because, like I said, we're only here for a minute. And this world is big. Just have fun. Enjoy life. Just don't do it at the expense of other people. I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. I know this is a really short one, probably the shortest one yet, and I ask that you guys stay tuned for another one, hopefully sooner than Friday or sooner than Sunday. And if you guys like silly or goofy videos, come check me out on YouTube. It's a Night Squatch Prepper. It's NightSquatch. Hit the space bar. PREPPER. Y'all have a picture of me. And in the background, the same logo is on my podcast, but with a different name. And I got about almost 300 videos up. Come check them out. If you like them, hit the like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about them. And when you do so, go to my buddy's channel. His name is Shane. It's Shane Spay. Hit the space bar 717. Check him out. His stuff is really cool. He has a little bit of something for everybody. Man, I hope I ain't getting sick again. thank you all so much. It means the world to me to have you guys listen to my podcast, watching my videos, listen to me just rambling on. You know, it's a lot of fun. It really is. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for listening. Have a good night.